Zimbabwe's Election Commission said incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa won with 52.6% of the vote against Nelson Chamisa, who got 44%. But Chamisa, with the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, rejects the results and says they will challenge it in court. The party released a report alleging voter fraud.
We will not wait for 5 years. There has to be change now. And we are going to lead in making sure that change comes to Zimbabwe. Whatever it takes, we must provide leadership. Mr. Mnangagwa knows that he has performed a coup since 2008, a coup on the ballot, 2017, a coup on the elected leader, 2018, a coup on the ballot. He has repeated again, 2023, a coup on the ballot. You can't survive this for far too many times. This time, no further. We've drawn a line in the sand. We will not allow you to abuse people. You are not the last Zimbabwean. You are not the only Zimbabwean. We are all Zimbabweans. We all count. We all matter. And we'll make sure we take our stand and we defend democracy.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa Sunday told reporters at the State House that the elections were free and fair. He says Chamisa is free to approach the courts if he feels aggrieved.
I did not conduct the elections. I competed with them in this race to win the elections, and I'm happy that I've won the race. Those who feel the race was not run properly should know where to go to complain. I'm so happy that the race was run peacefully, transparently, and fairly, broad daylight.
International observers say the election was fraught with voter intimidation that is a stain on the country's democracy. Observer missions from the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, the African Union, or AU, the Commonwealth, the European Union, or EU, and the Carter Center highlighted severe flaws in the last week's polls before the announcement of the results. Dr. Nevas Mumba is the head of Southern African Development Community, or SADC, and former Zambian deputy president.
What now needs to happen is for those who are aggrieved about this election to proceed to the courts. This report, it raises very serious issues that actually border on the credibility and the integrity of the last election. And I think President Mnangagwa will have to be allowed to respond to these issues. And after that, they're going to have to decide how we proceed or how they proceed in terms of this election. But we did observe some very, very serious omissions of what was supposed to be done.
This is the first time since 2002 the SADC has condemned Zimbabwe's election. Observers say the regional bloc is sanitizing the ZANU-PF administration mainly because the former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe was part of its founding fathers. But ZANU-PF says the Western powers have this time infiltrated SADC. The party spokesperson Christopher Mchangwa says all the observer missions came with a negative attitude towards the ruling ZANU-PF party.
All the allegations which are being talked about, they were settled before the election. People went to the courts. Courts decided on those issues, and these are Zimbabwean courts. Zimbabwe is not a colony of any of either Zambia or anybody else. We are not a colony. We are definitely not a province of any particular country either. And we will not brook the fact that some countries may want to track with Western countries who have always had an insidious agenda to try to see the back of a national liberation movement off the power. We won the election square and fair. Our president voted through a commission, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which was actually set up by the opposition party together with the ruling party under the 2013 constitution. The fact that someone doesn't want to accept the outcome of elections does not stop the sun from rising in Zimbabwe.
Legal challenges would mean that the presidential inauguration would take longer than anticipated. However, the chances of Chamisa getting a favorable judgment from the courts remain slim, given the allegations and histories of the existing judiciary, which has sided with the ruling party in previous elections. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Gary Kaichaunza.